You're such a sweet guy. You're great. You're honorable. You always go to visit your mom when she needs something. And you never lie to me. And you work very, very hard for every time. And you would never, ever cheat on your girlfriend. You would treat her like a princess. You would treat girls that you want to fuck like princesses. You treat me like one. You open doors for me, and you're always there when I need something, and I'm never ever gonna fuck you, baby. You know that, right? What would I want to fuck a boy like you for? You're so bland and boring. Your face is fucking... I look at it and I don't feel a thing. You have that safe haircut. You dress the way your mommy picked out your clothes when you were like 17. You wear blue because your mommy told you it would bring out your eyes. You make sure everything fits just right. It's fucking tragic. That's not what I want. I don't want a boy who goes to work every day and pays his taxes and tries hard and obeys all the fucking rules. You know what makes my pussy wet? I want to break the rules. I want a guy that's raped some girl because he went on a date with her. And she told him he was so sweet. And he really, really understood her. And he's so much nicer than all those other boys. And he grabbed her by the hair and shoved his cock down her throat. She cried, and she went home and held herself and cried in the shower until all the water, all the hot water was gone, and I want a guy who'll stick his hands up the bottom of my skirt on the train and run it all up my thigh, check to see if I'm wearing panties, and if I look down at him, I try to get him to stop. He just holds me there like a snake with his eyes, just staring at me with his perfect symmetrical face. This gorgeous fucking jawline for days, and he just makes me come there in front of everybody on the train, and his mommy has never ever told him what to do or what to wear. And nobody can't, and nobody will. And I want a guy that every time I go somewhere alone with him, some little voice in my head is saying that it might be the day that he strangles you and leaves you by the side of the road. And God, I want him to. As soon as he puts that big fucking thick heart cock inside me. Do you have a cock that will make a girl risk her life for it? Don't be silly, baby. You have a skinny little narrow cock that you think is long, but it isn't wide. It doesn't give me that fucking good stretching pussy feeling. And it doesn't even... You don't even know how to fuck because you fucked like 3 girls. And you didn't even fuck them. You fucking made love to them. And you slid into them slowly after you made them come at least once. Just once. Not 100 times just to prove you could. Not no times just to prove she was soaking fucking wet just from being near you. No, exactly once. One time. With your fingers rubbing her clit, kissing her, covering her with kisses. Just on her mouth, maybe her neck, maybe you gently caressed her tits. You never bruised her, you never choked her, you never left marks from your fingernails on her thighs, none of that. Just making love, telling her she's beautiful, telling her how much she means to you. That fucking bullshit guys say. And I think it matters more how she feels about your soul than about your cock. And you gently, carefully try to aim for where you think her G-spot is. Where you saw on a diagram that it is, instead of fucking the way you want. Instead of just fucking taking a pussy like it was fucking made for. And... instead of pounding deep and hard, trying to stretch that pussy up and ruin it. Trying to pound that cervix until it gets smushed. Trying to fuck my pussy up. That's what I want. I want to be sore in the morning. I want you to make me come so many times. And then then that I fucking beg you for it. And I want you to leave so many marks on me that people think that you're fucking abusing me. I wouldn't really care if you hit me in the face anyway. If I was a dumb bitch, if you fucked me like that. I want you to fucking ruin my pussy, baby. That's what I really want. And I know you never will. And that I know he will. So that's why I want him. I know he's gonna fucking ruin every hole in my body. He's just gonna cover me with his cum and he's gonna know that I fucking love it. When he's done with me, he's just gonna fucking choke me. He's just gonna choke off the air supply. He's gonna crush my windpipe around this fucking giant fucking cock. It's gonna feel so fucking good. And the last thing I'll fucking feel is him coming down my throat. What do I want you when I get out of that? It's making me come harder than the last time you tried to make love to me just thinking about it, baby. Why would I want you when I can have that? No girl ever will. You might as well just fucking give up. You're useless. You're boring. You're worthless. Just go jerk off to your favorite scene and some bullshit romantic comedy again, okay? Leave the fucking men making women come to the real men.